We have. I know. I just took a bit of a sigh because I'm thinking, wow, what a good Friday so far.
You think to yourself, it can't get any better.
And it's only 8:39. How can it get much better than that?
Oh, well, it does. It does. Don't you worry about that. Joining us on the line right now, Samuel Arthur Thiday. Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
Oh, Gerald Lomas Lijon.
no one knows I'm French, mate. Don't tell everyone.
And Stacey Ann, how are you?
Very well.
Research. I Googled you.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I wonder what her picture is.
Oh, so you do your research.
Yeah.
What my picture is.
Yeah, on Wikipedia. What
it's
would it
probably
be?
Like me and Agro or something, I reckon. Back in the day when I was cute.
Don't want to say Jamie, just Agro. How you been, brother?
I've been really good, thank you very much.
You're sounding good, Sam, with that deep voice of yours.
Mate.
Well, thank you. It's very baby like them northern German lads.
Oh, gosh.
I've got that country voice.
You do.
You have.
Country voice.
Can you do some boot scooting?
I can, well, I can boogie a little bit, yeah.
I can imagine you can. Yep. You and Gerald together.
Well, look, when we used to turn back the clock, I tell you what.
What were you two like together? Give me the dirt, Sam. What was he like back in the day?
Well, I can remember back in the day, the Vic Hotel, actually, karaoke in the front bar. Gerald and I, we were a hit, and people came from miles around to see us, and we used to always sing Michael Bublé.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, that was our karaoke song together.
You're Foster. Yeah. You're the getaway.
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, I love
again.
That song.
I know.
don't get me started. Look, we're not here to reminisce about our shenanigans, Bala. I do want to ask you though, because obviously having your footy brain on this morning here on the show, we did touch a little bit on the game tonight. One question I want to ask:
if you have to
give obviously your old club, the Bronx, you know, where do you give, what grade do you give them out of? You know, if you've got a report card, where would you sit them?
A report card is definitely a pass. You know, over the last couple of years, they've come from juvenile detention into mainstream, and now they're out and they're actually doing some better things. You know, even you look at just their win-loss record. I think two years ago they won 3 games. The following year they won 7 games. I think 13 games this year. So if we just keep on doubling every time, every year, next year we're going to win 26 games. There's some quick maths for you.
That's very good. Early in the morning, quick maths.
I
like that.
I don't want to count the 6, brother. That's.
But it's good that things are on the up, though, isn't it? Like it's not embarrassing, is it? You know, they did okay.
And there's no magic. There's no magic pill. There's no secret recipe. It's going to take hard work, and it's going to take some ups and downs. And yes, everyone would be disappointed that they didn't make the finals. But in all honesty, the last kind of month, the way that they were playing footy, I would have much preferred them not to be in the finals and then limp in and get pumped.
Yeah.
You think back the last time we played semi-finals footy, we played Parramatta.
Yep.
And
it was a shellacking.
Yes, it was not good. I know what the time is, and I didn't want to say the words I wanted to say. But I wouldn't have liked to see that happen again. And we would have been playing in Melbourne that first week of the finals. So, yeah, it would have been a hard task for us, definitely. But in saying that, I thought they'd done some brilliant things. And the hardest part this year is they played at a standard, and I think a lot of the fans and members out there were holding them to that standard.
Yeah.
That's why that last month of footy was so disappointing.
Yeah, if you're just joining us here on Triple A Murray Country, we're talking to Sam Thiday. Sammy, I want to get your take on tonight's game as well. Penrith take on the Parramatta Eels, first versus fourth. There's a lot of ins, obviously, for Penrith because they sat a lot of players last week. As a player who's been to the finals, who's won a grand final, you know, has played at the elite level, where do you think Penrith bounce back here? I mean, it's a tough task. Parramatta are playing some really good footy. What's your verdict?
Well, it's almost they've got a point to prove now. You know, when you rest your whole team, essentially, you need to make sure that you come out there and, you know, that rest was all worth it in the end. I think Isaiah Yeo is going to be massive for him, but Nathan Cleary's got a point to prove. The Eels beat the Panthers twice this year, the second time around with only 12 players on the field, and the Eels put a bit of a score on the Panthers. But I think they're going to be absolutely too good for them. It'll be a couple of tries in it. The Penrith Panthers will beat them by. And I think the Eels, they really do have a chance this year. But if they're going to get to the grand final and win the grand final, I think they're going to have to go the long way around and have to play every week.
Okay, two key players from each team. Who do you reckon they are? And last question, who do you think? Do you think BA, if he doesn't make a grand final this year, do you think he stays in the job?
Oh, I think he does. You got to look. He's got the Eels into the finals majority of the time that he's been at the club. Do they have a premiership winning team every year? No. This year, I think they've got a side that can win. Should they win, they're coming up against some tough opposition, I think. So, you know, it's a bit of a 50-50 year for them. If they don't win the grand final, I think BA keeps his job. But a couple of key players, I think that halves combination for the Panthers is going to have to really fire. They haven't played together for a while, Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary, and they'll want to get out there and prove a point along with Appy Coruscant. I love him as a player. So
I like him too.
He's probably, like, you look at a Cleary and a Luai for the Panthers, and they'd get all the glory. Appy Coruscant is the guy that should get all the pats on the back, I think
as well.
And then on the flip side, I think Junior Paulo's got to be rampaging and beat that Penrith forward pack. And Mitch Moses needs to make sure that he's kicking games.
I just love seeing some big boys get together and clashing. I mean, I used to love watching you get all sweaty. It's
oh,
nice.
My God. Listen to you too. Hey, Sam, it's been lovely to, I'm just mesmerised, just to listen to your insight. Thank you so much. Big question for me. Do you have like a favourite country music artist at all? Is there someone that you really like? Do you like Big Luke Combs?
I do like Big Luke Combs. I do like...
Speaking of big men...
Yeah, I do like Big Man. I like Luke Combs. Who else do I like? I like... there's a guy, actually. I went to the North Queensland Country Music Festival just recently, and I got to meet him a couple of times. His name's Brad Butcher, Mackay Boy, and he's got some beautiful songs. And the reason why I love his songs is I can actually picture what he's saying.
Yeah.
So
storytellers, mate. They're storytellers, country artists, aren't they?
Exactly. So, and you know, I love Chris Stapleton.
Voice.
These guys that, and I think that's the beautiful thing about country music is they tell you a story, and you got to think Uncle Troy Cassidale. Yeah. Holy hell, I can listen to him sing all day.
Yeah,
and his storytelling ability is amazing, and you can actually picture what he's singing about. You're actually there, and I think that's what makes a great artist.
Yeah.
My girls don't like country music because they think all they sing about is beer and whiskey. And I said, yeah, that's right.
That is sometimes a bit of a theme. Yeah, sometimes, yeah. But like, I tell
one
you what,
of my,
you
to are, be honest, one of my favourite country songs,
yeah,
Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
I just like the title.
Oh, my gosh. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He'll corrupt you, Stace.
Well, I know. Well, I can imagine. I don't know, but I can imagine you're a very naughty boy sometimes.
Samuel Arthur Thiday, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I know you've named all those artists, but I have to get out with one song that just fits the bill perfect for you, because all I can think of is in the locker room, the Brisbane Broncos, back in 2010-11, you know, singing this one. This one's Josh Turner, your man. Sammy, it's always a pleasure to chat to you, brother.
Sam.
And this one goes out to big Samuel Arthur Thiday. Have a great day, brother.
You too.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Josh Turner, your man, serenading us all morning. Triple A Murray Country.
Oh, yeah.